Well, when talking about our economy, one might look at their investments, seeing how well a country is producing goods, how much their people are consuming those goods. You might even think that the church, well, they really shouldn't have an opinion as it has nothing to do with our faith or doctrine. Well, in reality, our economy starts with relationship, and that is exactly where our church is. Well, joining me today to share more is Michael Davis, host of the podcast Common Sense on Social Justice. Every week, Michael explores themes of Catholic social teaching so you can be equipped with the tools you need to carry out social justice right where you are. Michael's joining me again today. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning, Brenda. Good to be back.
Well, Michael, last week on your podcast, you began to uncover or jump into the economy and how it's lived out in the family and neighborhood. So catch us up on what is true economy, just so we have an understanding of what it is and how we are experiencing that in our everyday life.
Yeah, so Bert Fitzgerald from the Catholic Worker House in Northeast Portland joined me in this discussion, and I wanted him on there really bad because they're living it out right in their neighborhood. And I'm excited about a meeting on an email I got this week where they're going to go 24/7 having people open house for the neighborhood. So I thought that's economy right there. But what we brought out in the episode is economy is an exchange that happens between individuals. So Bert really hit hard that the family in itself is an economy because there are exchanges happening within that family.
Oh, I love that idea. So when you're talking about exchanges, would it be, for instance, our son on a weekly basis does chores, and mainly it's mowing the lawn. In exchange for that, we give him an allowance that goes into his account and that he can use to do other things. Is that an example of what you're talking about?
Yes, it is an example. Obviously, that's a financial example, but economy is any kind of exchange between people. So like if you work together to create a good meal and you sit down together, have those conversations, that's an economy that's happening.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. You think about how much life, too, happens, how many conversations, mm-hmm. how many relationships are built. Well, around a dinner table, for sure, especially in our household, that kitchen. It is definitely a heartbeat of the household. Yes. Michael Davis joining us today. We're talking a little bit about, well, what is true economy? So you begin this week's podcast with the idea that economy starts not as much as the exchange of goods, but with a relationship. What does that mean?
Yeah. So in any relationship, and we've been in broken relationships, you know, where there's like one person who gives and the other just does all the taking,
sure.
That would be a broken economy and a broken exchange. So the very first thing that happens is an exchange of love. Maybe, for example, I have a friend and that friend's going through a tough time and I'm listening. And then the next time I'm having a difficult time, they listen to me. That's an economic exchange that's happening between the two, which I'm bringing out in this week's episode, that what the greatest economic system is the economy of love, which St. Paul brings out in 1 Corinthians 13, that love is the true economy of the human family. Anytime you have those exchanges happening, it can, and getting into products and goods, it could look like a neighbor in a neighborhood who's growing potatoes in their backyard. And then once they get done, they distribute those potatoes throughout the neighborhood. So for example, I was walking down the street in my neighborhood a while back, and the woman who was out there working in her yard, making her entire property one big garden, she had too much lettuce, big, huge heads of lettuce. And she said, feel free to pick heads of lettuce. An economy just happened in that moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael, but our economy, talk about the economy. We measure it because we need to be able to, add numbers or value to it, mm-hmm. so it can be measured. Can businesses that have to get income in order to provide funds for their employees. Is there a way that is just, that a business can still run that economy, earn the money that it needs, and still be just in the way that it does business?
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you asked that question, because definitely that's a huge discussion in society right now when it comes around corporations and businesses. But yeah, for sure. I mean, and you know, I don't want to get on this bandwagon that profit's a bad thing. That happens among what I call social justice warriors, of which I am not a social justice warrior. I'm just a guy helping people create a just society. But yeah, I mean, profit is good. Especially if it's shared. So I like the corporations that use profit sharing, and they're like employee owned, like Winco Supermarkets is employee owned, so they get kickbacks as profit rises in the company. So that's a just thing they can do. But also, you know, how companies can be just in their economics, you know, obviously if they pay their employees a good wage and good benefits. And by the way, I'm really promoting the idea of benefits that do not cost the employee anything. So for example, if you have to pay for part of your health insurance, or, you know, the money's taken out of your salary into a retirement account, yeah, you know, it's not a huge benefit because I'm paying for it. I could just go do that myself somewhere else, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, and also, how are they obtaining the materials to produce their products?
Oh, right.
Is it from just sources? Yeah.
All things that you definitely want to consider. Mm-hmm. Michael Davis is the host of Common Sense on Social Justice. He's joining me today because we are talking about the economy. So when looking at economies and our ability for businesses to provide a just economy for their employees, if it's about relationship, well, we have a relationship with God. That is what our Catholic faith does for us. So then why are there seemingly injustices as far as what God providing different people? Here in the United States, we are blessed. Our natural resources are very abundant and has given a life to us that, well, many other people in other countries are not afforded. So how does that play into this idea?
You know, there's two sides of this coin. One's a negative side, one's a positive. So let's get the negative out of the way. Well, one question, and talking to people who are from India, who obviously, not so much United States, but England, came in, took their resources. We have to ask ourselves the negative question, how did the United States get its resources?
Okay.
Which we know that we took over a continent that was previously inhabited, and we did a lot of violence towards the people on that continent. So we're not innocent in the way we necessarily got our resources. However, we have the resources now. So why do we have them? Well, God would say, I allowed you to, you know, become wealthy. So, I mean, we obviously weren't wealthy at the beginning. So now we've built a system and we have this great wealth. It's for the universal distribution of goods. God, and I talk about this in the episode, that God does not intend for you to be a dam where the river of money stops, but rather to be a conduit through which the money flows to bless the world. Because the fact is, there's a lot of people in the world who cannot lift themselves out of poverty. For example, those with disabilities, those in countries where the resources are just not there to get out of poverty. God has blessed us in order to bless the world. And if you're an individual who is wealthy, God has blessed you in order to bless the world.
Have we learned, and maybe this is reaching a little bit farther, but have we learned as a people, as a country, to do that very well? It seems like in some areas, we're doing well. We do look after the needs, especially when there's natural disasters. We're talking about the Hurricane Fiona that just came through. The first thing we hear about, Catholic Charities stepping in to bring aid, countries providing money. But are we doing enough? I mean, I suppose the question is, there's always going to be more to do if Christ told us there will always be poor among you.
I would say an answer to that question, have we done enough? I mean, the obvious answer is no, because as humans, we never really actually go all the way. when it comes to doing the right thing. But we're doing good. Now, we need to ask the question is, could we sell off the Las Vegas Strip and take the money from that and give it to the poor? Could we maybe tear down some of our skyscrapers and maybe, you know, distribute things a little bit better? I think so, yeah. I mean, we obviously we're hung up. The wealth is hung up on us as a nation and as individuals. However, at the same time, we're still doing good. I mean, we really do help the poor. I mean, I work among the poor in Kenya. The United States has done some good things. The government in Kenya. I'm not a fan of President Biden at all, but a lot of people are complaining about something he did today. I'm not complaining about it. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. He went to the United Nations and said, hey, we need to get funds to Ukraine to help the people that are suffering from this war. And a lot of people are saying, well, he needs to care about our own country before he cares about Ukraine. Man, at the same time, I was like, I don't know, as a human being, I'll give him kudos for that.
Okay.
Yeah, because, right, it's us blessing the world, not just ourselves all the time. And we do need to, obviously, take care of our own poor here as well. But yeah, it's... we're not doing enough, but we're still doing good as well. So we just need to grow forward
in what we're doing. And again, Michael, as you always point out on your podcast, it's not every household, what can we do globally? But it's every household, what can I do right here in my own neighborhood to create that economy and ensure that, well, it is a just economy.
Yeah.
Michael, thanks so much. Always a great discussion when you join us. And I really appreciate your thoughts on this week.
Yeah, I appreciate the time.
And again, that's Michael Davis. So you can listen to his standalone podcast, Common Sense on Social Justice. You can find it on our webpage at materdayradio.com under digital media. You're also going to have access to it on the Hail Mary Media app.